Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham here in our operations area. And to say things have been evolving is an understatement here at the Hurricane Center because we have lots of updates for you. First of all, we have landfall. Cocotry, Louisiana, 4 p.m., really close to Cocotry and Terrebonne Bay. We have landfall that eyewall made it on shore, and then the center making it on shore as well. So that's one of the changes. 110 miles an hour is our current wind speed, and that's what we're calling it at landfall as well. 970 millibars. On the pressure, moving north-northeast, 24 miles an hour. So as we said, it's going to be moving fairly quickly, and it definitely is. Let's start looking at some of these impacts now, starting with the radar. There's Cocotree right there. So I just wanted to kind of point that out. You can see where that northern eyewall made it onto the Louisiana coastline and also the center making it really close in Terrebonne Bay near Cocotree. Now, what's going to happen next? So we still have that north-northeast movement, and we take this center further, so that's going to take some of the higher winds right around the core of this storm, right around the center, really close to places lower Jefferson Parish and portions of Plaquemines Parish, also getting real close to the New Orleans metropolitan area. So most of the winds are on the north end and also the east side of this storm. But a little wiggle, a little wobble could really put portions of New Orleans in the highest wind. So something we really need to be ready for. We are updating the forecast now. I'm going to double check real quick to see if the latest one is in. We're doing it right now. You can see the activity in the background. What's going to be the same is just the size. I mean, you really look at the tropical storm force winds 150 miles out from the center. Hurricane force winds 35 miles from the center, and that's what we have. The next advisory, the big change you're going to see that is just moving this closer. That's one of the bigger changes you're going to see on this next advisory because the track didn't change much. So you're going to see impacts. Hurricane force winds around southeast Louisiana, the Mississippi coast, and that's stretching inland. So not just there, you'll have tropical storm force winds that stretch through Alabama, going to stretch into Georgia overnight. So a really dangerous situation. So Louisiana, Mississippi, and into Alabama, even northern Georgia, you're going to see some power outages, some trees down associated with these winds. I want to talk about the storm surge because there's some particularly items here. We're working on some of these numbers associated with the current intensity. So some of these could be bumped up a little bit. But look, anywhere Dauphin Island over to the mouth of the river, 6 to 9 foot has been the forecast. Would be surprised to see some of these areas, even 10 to 11 foot at times. So a very dangerous situation when it comes to the storm surge. Small storms, this water rushes in. Unlike the large storms where it takes time to push that water in, the water's going to come up quick. So we're going to be monitoring that. Over look at Mobile Bay, 4 to 6 foot, and back over towards Louisiana, 5 to 8 foot, Port Fouchon over the mouth of the river, and also the mouth of the river through St. Bernard Parish up to the mouth of the Pearl River, 5 to 7 foot of storm surge. But rainfall wise, these are some brand new graphics that we have. Some rainfall right along the center, where you're gonna see 2 to 4 inches, maybe some areas seeing 4 to 6, but along frontal boundary, gonna have a whole lot more, could have some locally areas of flooding. That's been the latest information from right here on Hurricane Zeta. Once again, 110 miles an hour, made landfall near Cocotree.